Today, officials at the U.S. Department of Agriculture said they now know the source of the first reported American case of mad cow disease. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Dr. Ron DeHaven is chief veterinarian for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Nearly every day this week, he's briefed the news media on the status of the bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE, investigation. At midnight last night, he got a phone call with the breakthrough he'd been waiting for.
The affected animal likely entered the United States as part of a group of 74 dairy cattle that were imported from a herd in Alberta, Canada, in 2001.
But Canadian chief veterinarian Brian Evans called that a premature conclusion.
As yet, there is no definitive evidence that confirms that the BSE-infected cow originated in Canada.
American officials say they have an ear tag from the sick cow that matches records in Canada with the same ear tag number, but they say they'll conduct a DNA test to confirm the match. Investigators are now working to find the other 73 cows that they believe crossed the border as part of the same herd. DeHaven says it's possible that none of them is sick. He says even when mad cow disease was at its peak in Great Britain, often only one or two cows in a herd carried the disease. Simon Kenyon teaches livestock population health at Purdue University. He says if the sick cow did hail from Canada, it may indicate a single contaminated feed source that caused this outbreak and the first Canadian case last May.
And if that's the case, then it seems likely that there could be at least a few more cases. I don't think that what we're seeing is a tip of a large iceberg.
He says safeguards that the U.S. and Canada implemented 5 years ago are enough to prevent a major outbreak. Investigators are now tracking the meat from the single cow that was confirmed to have BSE. A handful of supermarket chains in the Pacific Northwest received notice yesterday that some of their meat came from the distributor that handled the sick cow. Each store announced a recall of that meat, even though the USDA says the beef is safe since it didn't contain brain or spinal cord tissue. A spokeswoman who did not want her name or the name of her store revealed said the store's reassurances have been enough to assuage most customers' fears.
Most people say, oh good, thank you for telling me that. And then every now and then you'll have a customer who brings back everything in their freezer, but that's very, very, very rare.
Consumers overseas are not as confident. Over 24 countries have now implemented partial or total bans on American beef. An American envoy is flying to Japan today to try to persuade that country to reopen its borders to U.S. beef. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.